Melinda, you know, the Lord has given you a real stability, and I see you as one who's going to stand strong in the house. I see you as one who's going to be a real blessing to Pastor Don and Pastor Caroline, and you're just going to be one who's going to be a stabilizing force there. You're going to come in, and all the anointing and the freedom and the liberty and the blessings that are on the nest, you're just going to just carry them in into the new season, and I see you being like a building block. At Saturday Night Live, you're going to be a building block, and you're going to be building with the pastoral team there, and you're really going to see there's going to be an acceleration, even in the area of boldness. There's going to be a boldness on you to minister to the people and love on the people, and even there's going to begin a stirring and a hunger to even come out a little bit and just press forward a blessing on the people, and I just see you that the people are going to begin to really begin to be drawn to you, because what you're going to see in the next season, you're going to really come out of your shell and really be bold in ministry, says the Lord.
Melinda, the Lord says that in this season, as an intercessor, you are his battering ram. You are his wall breaker. You are his strong, strong prayer warrior. We just bless you as you go forth in this next season. We just call for the anointing to increase even more. I just thank you for the opportunity that has been presented here, Lord. And just bless her as she comes, as she goes, wherever she goes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Linda, I was just looking at you, and I seen you turned into a radio tower, like a communication tower, and I seen it blinking, and I seen the waves going out, and the Lord says this is a fresh new season where your influence is going to grow, and that the sound of you is going to go out, and just like it said about Jesus, that he grew in favor with man and God. I see you growing with favor with man and God, and your influence is going to spread, says the Lord. Amen.
Melinda, I just saw an image of a sailboat, and I just saw that the sailboat had no sails, but now I see it unfurling, and I see a brand new, it's a yellow sail, and God says that there's a fresh wind that's going to be blowing even upon Port Dover, but even amongst you, even upon you, and God is going to use you to bring a fresh wind, a fresh voice, a fresh sound, a new anointing, God says, a deeper anointing, an anointing to heal, anointing to set the captive free, says the Lord in this season. He says, you just wait on me and allow me to blow upon your sails. And as I blow upon your sails, I'm going to use that and I'm going to turn it and I'm going to turn you in the right direction that I have for you, says the Lord. And I'm going to point you in the right direction. And in that time, you're going to release a word, a now word in due time, says the Lord. So he says, as I blow upon you, you're going to blow upon the hearts of many, says the Lord.
And Melinda, I saw you in the hand of a slingshot, and I saw as you were in the slingshot, and it was getting pulled back, and the Lord says this is actually going to be even a season of stretching, to where that there's even some things where you even feel like, how am I going to fit? How am I going to do this? How am I going to be placed? I don't feel adequate to be able to do this, but the Lord says that he's already equipped the call because you are called, and the Lord says that my favor is on you, and the Lord says, and know that I am with you. You don't go alone. And the Lord says, and know that this is a time of stretching for you. The Lord says, open up your heart. And the Lord says, open up your heart fully and completely to me. And the Lord says, allow me to stretch you in some new realms and some new areas. For the Lord says, let me even expand even the way of your thinking. For the Lord says that there's even going to be even some new ways and even some new ideas that even comes to you. And the Lord says that not worry, for the Lord says, now I see a glove, and the Lord says, and know that you're going to be like a glove. You're going to be fitted properly. And the Lord says, and know that I'm taking care of everything. For the Lord says, you're not alone. I'm with you, says the Lord. Yeah,
amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray over the offering, and Pastor Derek's going to minister tonight. Amen.